That's Queen Annabelle. Well, Ollie did what Ollie does best behind a wall of horses up to the home turn. And if there was going to be a gap, it was going to appear very fleetingly, but Ollie got the gap. And much to the delight of Rebecca Kelly, the trainer. Congratulations, Rebecca. I would presume that would be your first Saturday Metro winner yesterday?
Yes, it was. Yep.
And I can sense the smile right across your face there. Congratulations. It would have been a big thrill, particularly coming to the 300-metre mark when there was just no clear running at all, but it changed very quickly.
Oh, it did. We just thought it wasn't going to come. The split came, Ollie took it, and, she burst through. It was nice turn of foot there. Great job.
The pressure in the race really set up well for Rebecca. Ollie was just able to coil her up and have her ready to let go. The last couple of races she's run in, Prezzato was a building gallop down the straight, as was the run behind Tavasan, but just with a little bit of cover and a really high-pressure race suited her perfectly.
Yeah, she's a very funny mare. She doesn't like to be held up much, but she can be slow away. So she likes, once she's into stride, she likes to sort of keep rolling. If that pace is on, it suits her just to be able to settle then. And then when she sees daylight, she likes to get up and go. So it worked out perfectly for her.
Rebecca, she'd be racing really well without winning. Do you think that victory yesterday might sort of give her the confidence now that she can go on with it and hopefully string a few together?
I think so. We were just sort of, we were wondering if she'd just lost a little bit of confidence. She does take a lot out of that, so I think she will go on, I think.
You've had her all the way along. I think she was an orphan foal.
Yeah, we bred her, and her mum passed away at 5 months old, so, she had to have a new mummy, and, kept her. We took her to the sales. No one else wanted her, so we brought her back, and quite happy that we did.
She hadn't won a race, I think, in about 12 starts, but of those 12 starts, Rebecca, there was a number of occasions where she was quite unlucky.
Yeah, it's sort of been the story. There's been a couple of races there. She probably should have won a mare's race at Flemington one day, but she got held up behind a wall and went to the line hard held. We thought that was our chance. We'd missed it, but, kept popping up and not getting beaten far, but, always something coming.
Now, you train at Sale. Tell us about the team that you've got.
I just got a small team at the moment because we're doing a bit of breeding as well. So I've got 14 mares to fold down this year. So that keeps me busy. So I've just sort of limited the racehorses. It pays off if you've got one that's going to town. So the other two are handy enough, but, not up to her standards.
Well, surely there's no better feeling than the day after having your last runner being a last start Metropolitan winner. I hope that smile stays on your face for a while to come. Rebecca, congratulations. We're thrilled for you. And good luck with Queen Annabelle and the team going forward.
No worries. Thanks very much.